have no desire to begin a quarrel with Irving Berlin, for whom I have the highest admiration. I've sung the songs that he has penned, and I'm proud to claim him as my good friend. He is the topmost hit songwriter of the nation. But it's disturbing to hear Irving proclaiming in a song that there's no business like show business, and I insist he's wrong. For great as show business may be, there's one business still greater to me, and I think you'll all agree that there's no business like that certain business that's the biggest big business of all. Your railroads, motors, steel and banks, with all their cash and checks, why, they're pikers when compared to what the public spends on sex. There's no racket like that woo-woo racket for which we all eventually must fall. There's no one's business whom that certain business doesn't get. It's had mine for 50 years, and I'm the best customer yet. There's no business like that certain business, like that beautiful business called love. Why, this business was first established by the firm of Eve and Adam, in a tiny little house that didn't even have a madam. It grew so fast, the tents on deserts, shacks in the oases, were soon doing a bigger business than Gimbel, Sachs, and Macy's. It spread around the world, the stork flew like an eagle, and finally they had to pass some laws to make it legal. Like every other business, when the competition is sizzling, most of it was legitimate, but of course there had to be some chiseling. Hotsy-totsy babes discovered there was gold in them dar thrills. That's when the government began to print $2 bills. According to records which I have in my possession, it's the only business in the world that has never had a depression. Among its best customers was King Farouk on the throne of the Cleopatras. He didn't spend much time upon the throne, he was too busy on the mattress. Reports from all branches are exceptionally good, especially from that supermarket out in Hollywood. Wedding bells, I'm glad to say, are louder than they've ever been. No vacancy signs on all motels, and bridegrooms dying to get in. But I get the blues when I read the news that I'm sure is shocking all girls about how much those suckers and schmoes are handing out to call girls. $500, why, that's all out of range. If those guys had brains, they'd make those janes kick back $498 in change. It's absolutely scandalous, a downright shame and a crime. Oh, when I think of what I gave away in my time. If the business is ever incorporated, be sure to buy some shares. On the dividends from my boyfriends alone, you'll all become millionaires. Now there's no racket like that woo-woo racket for which we all eventually must fall. And as I look around the room, I must say it thrills me with delight. What a business that certain business is gonna do tonight. There's no business like that certain business, oh, that beautiful business called love.